And joining us on the phone right now is a very busy man in Washington, D.C., Congressman Richard Hanna. Sir, good morning. How are you? Thank you for taking time out. I know you guys are kind of running around like crazy down there.
Yeah, it's these are high-pressure times, but that's fine. That's what I came for.
I know you only have a few minutes, so we'll get right to some of the questions that that we have for you. The debt ceiling crisis, it is in fact a crisis. How are the two parties coming together on this issue?
Well, and you're right, it isn't a crisis yet. It is, I think, as much as anything, it's a commentary on how dysfunctional this place can be. It's something I wish that was behind us a while ago. We shouldn't reach crisis in order to make decisions that everyone knows they have to make. This is about the full faith and credit of the United States and maintaining it. And it's also about things that people don't generally think about, and that is interest rates that the government pays. If they go up for us, should we default or pay half our bills or even look like we might default, the Treasury rates are the lowest rates, so that everybody else's rates would go up if ours go up, if the country's rates go up. So there's a lot at risk. I've been out there for a while saying it's something we need to get done. It's important to get concessions. I think that what people really need to understand, and I think they're beginning to, it's certainly in the media every day, is that this country is on an unsustainable path. Our debt is enormous. It's $4.5 trillion right now, and we do need to raise the debt ceiling. I think we can raise it as long as we can begin to put ourselves on a path that looks sustainable, and tell the rest of the world that we're capable of managing our fiscal house. So that's what we're trying to do. There's only one plan out in the House so far. That's Mr. Boehner's plan and the Republican plan. The Democratic Party does not have one in the House. Majority Leader Reid has one out there. And, I'm looking at Mr. Boehner's plan and the Republican members, and I plan on supporting it because I think that hopefully between himself and Majority Leader Reid, they can come up with a compromise that the President of the United States can sign. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that solution.
I know the Republican Party is really against raising taxes. What's your personal take on, would you support some raising taxes?
I get that, and I think that is exactly right. That's part of what they've planted their feet about, and I have said, I think that we probably can't get where we need to be without raising taxes someplace along the line. We certainly need to clean up our tax code. There are companies that don't pay anything that certainly should and could, that's one of the things we're here to try to do. And it may become part of this debt ceiling increase package that we renegotiate rates, lower rates for everybody, but clean up the tax code so that everybody begins to pay their fair share.
What have you heard from your local constituents here in the district? What are the people from Central New York
saying? We've had probably in the last couple of days, President Obama invited everyone to call their congressman, and believe me, they did.
Yeah, I see that. Crashed the phone system.
I've talked to offices that have had a couple thousand calls. We probably had 1,600, 1,800 calls.
Wow.
and emails, et cetera. And we're trying to answer them. We do have a statement out, and I think you've received a copy of it. Generally, people are nervous, and they have every reason to be. And if you live in upstate New York, you've already got a good sense of how bad things can be, and how the government can affect a decline in the economy. And now we, through big debt and government spending and a lot of waste, and, you know, it's the same things are going on at the federal government, and people are concerned.
Yeah.
They see their programs that they've relied on being threatened, and we're here to protect them for the long run. And I sympathize with it. We're not dismissive of anybody's feelings or concerns. We share them, and we want to hear from people, so I'd invite people to call. I sit here and I answer the phone myself, and I make as many phone calls as I can in between committee meetings and different things. So, everybody has a little bit different bent on it, but people are starting to understand that the debt ceiling is about an obligation that we already have. It's bills that we're making every day, and we're taking in less money than we're spending. And starting around August 2nd, if we don't raise the debt ceiling and put ourselves out there to borrow more money, which no one wants to do, everybody hates the idea, but we can't default, and this country never has, and I certainly don't want to be part of a group that supports default, and I think I'm the first person on my side of the aisle who said that.
It's, you know, it seems so partisan these days with, you know, the president calling Speaker Boehner this, and then Boehner going back and saying the president this. It seems like, you know, we need some level heads to prevail here. And I said the other day on the air, Congressman, that, you know, the Republicans are really the only ones that have a plan on the table, a hard copy plan. Somebody called up and jumped all over my throat saying, how could you say that? You know, you're a right-wing nut job, which I've never been called. I've never been called a staunch Republican in my life, Congressman. That was the first time. But it seems like
I've never been called that either.
It's not. It's a good track record to run on, in my opinion. But
we have one of the most independent records, and I think thoughtful records down here for the first 7 months.
Well, you know, and I think your statement on the taxes that you haven't slammed the door shut on raising some sort of tax increase in this whole thing really shows that you're kind of splint. You're a different voice in the Republican Party, because a lot of the Republicans that you hear, the leaders say, absolutely no more taxes. Absolutely. It seems like nobody on either side, with the president or with Speaker Boehner, is giving an inch.
Well, you know, and I understand that. And believe me, I don't want to see taxes go up for anyone.
No.
If you want to energize the economy, the place to put money is in the hands of the middle class. I know that. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way.
Yeah, you know.
To that end, we were one of a few offices, I think maybe a handful, four or five, who did not sign Grover Norquist's No New Tax Pledge. Not because I don't agree with him. I do. I don't want to see taxes go up. But because my vote belongs to the 600-and-something thousand people in the 24th Congressional District, and I simply can't give it up to anybody but them. I don't feel I have that right, and I refuse to do it. So to that end, I haven't signed any pledges.
Congressman Richard Hanna, I know you're busy. You got to go, so I appreciate you taking the time out. And
I'd just say people should stay engaged. Hope for a resolution. We're going to be here all weekend. I wanted to be in the Rome America parades, but I won't be there. And I regret that, because that's a great parade.
Yeah, I got somebody on from the parade in just a couple minutes, and I'm excited. This should be good weather for him this year too. It's Jackie Izzo is coming on next.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so it should be a nice little weekend. It's unfortunate that you have to be stuck down there.
Well, I don't regard it as stuck. It's part of the job, and I really want to do the work I'm supposed to do and make the most of the opportunity that I have. And to that end, whatever they push my way, I'll deal with like I should.
Excellent. Congressman Richard Hanna, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, bye-bye.